hey, you are wildly capable of great things. So take a deep breath, let it out. You've got this. I want to tell you guys today about Brandlink Media, a female-owned digital agency with years of experience working with businesses in Oklahoma and beyond on their branding, web design, email marketing, copywriting, and more. Remember, you are wildly capable of great things, and Brandlink Media is cheering you on. Visit www.brandlinkmedia.com to schedule a free consultation. Link in our show notes.
It is my pleasure to introduce to you today Christine Golden, the director of Signify Elite Advisor Marketing at Avantax, a mom of 2.5, and a military spouse. Christine, tell us about some of the most defining moments of your life.
Hi, thanks for having me. When I look back at my career, I think the defining moment that really stands out is when I made the decision to switch from leaving agency world to be an in-house marketer. It was a really tough decision for me because I loved agency world. It's such a young, fun, creative environment. And my skills really thrived there. I had a lot of growth potential. I had great mentors who were investing in me and cared about the trajectory of my career. And I continued to have opportunities to work on new types of projects and manage a team. But I really felt like the pace of that world, the stress of that world, and also just being in a client service role where you are essentially always on call and having to be responsive to client needs at all times, was a really difficult position for me to sustain long-term with all of my family commitments as well. And I really felt like to be the kind of mom that I wanted to be and the kind of wife that I wanted to be, I was going to have to find something that allowed me a little bit more control and a little bit more flexibility, not just in terms of the hours, but in terms of setting my own deadlines and being the one really leading the charge for the work instead of being responsive to people who were really kind of directing the marketing. And so making that change to leave marketing agency world and become an in-house marketer was a pretty pivotal moment for me because it allowed me to be more present in my day-to-day life and to really enjoy my time at home and my, you know, relationships outside of the office in a more fulfilling way. And really, you know, when I look back, that was the decision that has made for me continuing to be a full-time working mom, not just sustainable, but enjoyable too.
That's amazing. I love that. Tell us about what keeps you inspired to keep pushing in your career. You know, you've had so much success already, and what keeps you going? And when you're experiencing burnout, where do you go for inspiration?
Well, I really am inspired by other women, women who not necessarily have it all and do it all, because I think that's unrealistic pressure that we put on ourselves, but women who understand the value of what they bring to the table and do not have a problem setting boundaries and asking for the circumstances and the leeway that make working full-time doable for them. So I was really lucky early in my career. Actually, my very first boss out of college, her name's Kara Cleaver. And at the time, she was the director of marketing for Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters. She now owns her own consulting firm, communications consulting firm. But she was my very first boss, and she was such a great model of what it looks like to be so confident in what you bring to the table that you have no problem saying, well, this is what I need for this position to work for me. She, at the time, had two young kids at home and was married. She really only worked part-time hours from what I can recall. But the time that she did spend at the office, she was productive and efficient and produced results that a lot of people can't do in full-time hours. And so I think she just modeled for me what that looks like to not be arrogant, but to be so confident in what you bring to the table that you understand I can and will find an employer who is willing to work with me in order just to have my talent within their organization. And so that inspired me really on early on to see that it was actually possible. You just have to be willing to set boundaries and to stand up for yourself and what you need for that situation to work.
That is such a great lesson for younger women, because I know when you're starting out in your career, it's easy to feel that you're just at the mercy of what's out there. My dad always used to tell me, you're a buyer and a seller. And, you know, it's hard to believe that, though, when you're younger. So it's great that you saw an example, like a living, breathing person who is living that out. Tell me, it sounds like she was a great role model, you know, early in your career. Who was a role model for you as you were growing up?
Certainly my mom. She, you know, at various times throughout my childhood worked and then didn't work. So she had been a teacher. She's worked with international students. She's taught English as a second language. But she was, I think, the model for me of what I wanted home life to be like for my children. There was never any question that she would be there when we needed her. There was never any question that she loved us and would do whatever was necessary to give us, you know, all the opportunities that we wanted and needed to be successful, both her and my dad. But, you know, I think because I had that stability and just reference of self-sacrifice and care at home, that I really wanted that for my kids too. And so even though I love to work and think that I always will, because it's a really fulfilling thing for me, I never want to do it at the sacrifice of the home experience that I had growing up. I want my kids to feel that same security and confidence so that they can pursue their dreams when they get older as well. So I think I had great role models, both in the professional sense and the home sense, that basically blended into what I wanted to create for my own life and my own family going forward.
Amazing. Another question, is your husband, is he gone a lot being in the military, or is he able to be at home with you guys a lot?
It comes and goes in waves. So we've certainly experienced deployments as a family. He missed both of our kids' second birthday parties because he was overseas. But for the most part, he does tend to be here working at Tinker Air Force Base, which is wonderful. You know, there are stints where he has to travel for work for a couple of weeks here or there, much like I have to. And so I think that brings up just another great point that the expectation that women can or should do it all is just truly unrealistic. I think you look at the women who really have built fulfilling, successful lives, and they are surrounded by partners and caretakers and a support network who make that possible. So certainly my career and my success would not be possible without my husband, Chris. If he weren't, you know, a hands-on dad and willing to pull his weight at home, traveling for work and growing in my professional sphere would not be possible. But we've also just been really lucky to have you know, a wonderful network of babysitters and a great daycare. And we've got friends from college that live here and have kids all the same age. So it really is kind of that it takes a village mindset. But I, even when you look at, you know, really successful women across the board, I think nobody can claim that they did it on their own. You've got to have people as part of that community that are making it possible.
Absolutely. I actually worked as a nanny for 4 years while I was starting up this company. Yeah. So I was part of that outfield of help for working moms. And it gave me so much respect for that balance that you guys make look so easy. But being on the back end of it, I feel like I got a window into the fact that it's not always easy. And it is, you know, something that you work on a day-to-day basis.
And those are such important roles, the nannies, the babysitters, the helpers in our lives. I mean, there's just truly not enough money to pay them what they're worth, because everything else would kind of fall apart without their involvement.
I agree, just from my own experience, but you know, not that I'm tooting my own horn, I don't do it anymore, but they're so undervalued in a lot of ways, I think. But yeah, definitely connecting with kids was so special for me. But tell us a little bit about what you see in your future. You know, do you have any big projects in mind? Do you have more that you want to accomplish in your career? You've already seen so much success, but what do you hope to accomplish in the future?
Yeah. So I always envision myself working in some professional capacity. I just really love it. I feel fulfilled by it. And I think at the end of the day, I'm a better mom because I work. And that's not true for everybody, but for my personality, I think it is true. I like to see more immediate results than, you know, raising kids is the payoff's, you know, 18 years in the making a lot of times. So I like more instant gratification than that. So I definitely see myself continuing to work, see my kids growing in their own passions and responsibilities and becoming more self-sufficient, which I'm excited about. And, you know, after my time as an in-house marketing director at Weimer Brownlee Wealth Strategies, I actually built a company with the owner of that firm and two other financial advisors to kind of scale what we were doing for that one firm nationally. And I never expected to or particularly wanted to be a business owner, but I really enjoyed that experience, not just for the creativity and the flexibility and the autonomy, but for the challenge of really learning something new. I had never really had to figure out how to package and price and staff and deliver a service offering. And that was exciting to do. So, you know, I could see myself owning another business someday, starting something new just as a creative outlet. But I really love the work that I'm doing right now. I'm moving from a position of being responsible for the job to being responsible for the people who are responsible for the job. And that has its own set of challenges and opportunities and learnings. And so at this stage of my career, or at least the immediate future, I'm really focused on trying to find great ways to train and cultivate talent and build culture on my team in a way that makes work fulfilling for them. A lot of them are moms as well. So getting to provide the flexibility and the experience that I was able to have at Weimer Brownlee and then also as a business owner to provide other women in a more corporate setting is something that I'm excited about. And just a new challenge for me to learn how to be as good of a manager as I possibly could be. So nothing on the horizon right now in terms of new huge projects or new developments. I think just being as good as I can be at this next stage of leadership and management, and who knows what will come after that.
Amazing. And for our final question, what is your proudest moment so far?
I think the thing that I'm most proud of is when my kids are proud of me. I think that they, you know, I've always been very open with them about my professional life and why mommy works and what mommy enjoys about work and the challenges and opportunities that go along with being a working mom. They're very conscious of the people in our lives that make it possible for my husband and I to have dual careers. But I love seeing when they get excited about me doing something for my career, whether it's, you know, getting a promotion or buying a company or selling a company or winning an award or something like that. I love that they get to see a model of, you know, I think they would say that I'm a good mom, that I'm present for them, that I'm there for the things that matter. But they also see, you know, a successful businesswoman who works hard at that as well. And so I'm proud of when they're proud of me, because I want them to know, especially my daughter, that she can and should pursue her own dreams, whatever that looks like. If she wants to be a mom and a businesswoman, that she can find a way to make that work for her.
100 Magazine is a publication featuring 100 wildly capable women in Oklahoma City. Buy the magazine to read all 100 interviews at 100mag.com. Wildly Capable Woman podcast is produced by Sugar Free Media. You can check out our daily news podcast, News Du Jour, for a calmer space to consume the news. Music is by Joey Lavoie and Nicholas Foster. Please consider rating and reviewing this podcast if it meant something to you to help us reach other wildly capable women.